A couple of weeks ago on the show, we told you about how some Arizona startups are turning to crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter to get their seed money, rather than relying on traditional venture capital. And as we'll talk about now, that's not the only option for small businesses here. In 2015, Governor Doug Ducey signed into law a measure aimed at allowing businesses to raise money through equity crowdfunding. There are fewer costs and disclosure requirements for those startups. And Nick Andrews is optimistic about the impact that law could have on the state. He's the founder and CEO of FundMyBusinessAZ.com, which calls itself Arizona's crowdfunding resource, and he joins me. So, Nick, in the time you've been up and running, how much business have you gotten? How many companies are looking to do this?
We've had over 45 companies sign up on our website to raise capital, and from all different industries, whether it be medical devices, real estate, RV and boat storage, movies, assisted living facilities, and on and on and on. So we've had a tremendous amount of responses, and they're all very interested in using crowdfunding.
How much money do these firms tend to be looking to raise?
It's all over the board. The minimum I think that somebody would want to raise using our portal would probably be $50,000. Matter of fact, we have a food truck that's just getting started, and they're going to be raising $75,000. But we can go up to $2.5 million. So, and we've had some groups that are looking to raise that kind of money as well.
Are there particular industries? You mentioned that all kinds of different companies have used your site. Are there some that you think are particularly well-suited for this kind of thing?
Well, surprisingly enough, I'm very excited about this food truck because this small business owner has three restaurants already, and he wants to expand his operations to include this food truck. He's raising $75,000, and he's able to do that $100 at a time. So he's only really looking for 750 people to put in $100, and he's going to offer them an 8% annualized return and give them a gift card to his restaurant. So it's a slick deal. It's very fundable, and it fits the model of why this legislation was created.
Do these startups have some flexibility in terms of what kind of return, financial or otherwise, that the investors will get in the end, theoretically?
They control what the offer is from the onset, which is exciting. But what I have to tell these entrepreneurs is just because that's what you want doesn't mean that's what you're going to get. Now you have to sit on the other side of the table and say, if it were me and my spouse, would I be interested in hitting that invest now button? Is it equally exciting for the investor because there's a balancing act?
Where is Arizona as far as other states in terms of getting this kind of operation up and running?
So far, 31 governors have signed similar intrastate legislation. So far, there's been six or maybe now seven states that have actually taken the time to begin doing offerings. Arizona was number five. We were the fifth state to actually have offerings go live and start raising money.
And of those other four states, are they roughly in the same place as far as the number of startups looking to use these portals to raise money?
Right now, Texas and California are leading the way by far.
What kind of impact do you think this operation could have on the startup community here in the Phoenix area?
Well, what the industry statistics are telling us that just for one, and we're open to any industry, but real estate crowdfunding is anticipated to hit $250 million in the next 3 years. That's 100-time growth. So real estate's going to be amazing. The reason why the startup community needs to warm up to what it is that we're actually doing is because they can come to us pre-revenue. That's the number one problem that small businesses face today is they're undercapitalized. They don't have access to money. Where if they come to us, we're not going to turn them down. Where if they go to a VC, an angel, or in some other institution, if they don't have money, if they're pre-revenue, they're just out. 95% of most deals never get a second look. Whereas with us, if they have good management, if they're a winner, if they have a good industry, we have a good proven model, we've been able to verify their projections, make sure they're in concert with the industry they serve, and they have an energized group of people who believe in them and their project, then there's no reason why they wouldn't consider crowdfunding.
Have there been companies that have come to you with an idea and you've said, yeah, I don't think this is going to work, and you've turned them away?
Unfortunately, the answer is yes.
Would you imagine that there will be at some point other sites, other portals that do what you do here in Arizona?
There's no doubt there's going to be other folks that will come in and try to duplicate the same thing.
What do you think ultimately is the potential of this kind of service in this state?
It's going to be amazing. It's fundamentally going to change the way small businesses raise money. But we are so early. This is going to change how small businesses raise money in the future, but they're going to have to warm up to it. Once we get that food truck funded, once we get a couple of these deals funded, that'll hit the press, and then more people are going to warm up to it. So I'm so early. I'm still struggling with being a startup myself, even though we're a licensed dealer in the state of Arizona. It's still too new for a lot of people to fully embrace it.
Nick Andrews is founder and CEO of FundMyBusinessAZ.com, an equity crowdfunding portal.